WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome back. We're in our second hour of Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries here in Clearwater, Florida. And Nan is with me and Betty is on the phone and they are a vital part of our radio team. God is speaking, dear ones. I honestly feel an uplift on the inside because I just believe God is speaking to a lot of people today and he wants them to get the seriousness of this message. You know what I'm saying, Nan? And then we'll go to Betty for a comment here.
I do. He's definitely speaking to us. He's definitely saying, get in the Word.
Get in the Word.
Spend time with me. I want to speak to you.
Yes.
You know, as we've been studying this whole series about Gideon and how God spoke to him and he showed him signs and just the way that, you know,
right.
People can go back and listen to those shows and they're really, really wonderful. But Gideon heard from God.
Yes.
And he heard from God because of the life that he lived.
Right.
He was honest before the Lord. He spent time. And that's what we need to. We will hear from God. And,
right.
You know, most often we hear from him through his word.
Right.
But he will speak to us through a song.
Through a poem.
Through a poem. Through something that someone says to
sure.
us.
Sure.
You know, Pastor Jim, what he spoke today at the nursing home really encouraged me and blessed me greatly.
I mean, so
God spoke to me through Pastor Jim's
sure.
presentation today.
Right.
So God speaks to us all different kinds of ways. But what we really need to do, and as Betty's already been saying, we need to spend time in the Word, period.
We've got to. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. This is our second hour of Living the Good Life. We just want to remind you that, as Nan just mentioned, our website is easy to find. It's full of shows to listen to and 300 some plus, because this is our 430th show, something like that. I don't have the exact number, but it's pretty close to that. And so you go to our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. Go to radio broadcasts, and they're right there. At the end of each month, our webmaster goes and puts all of our shows on our website, this one, and then the show Go Yard that we do on Thursday night. Betty, would you tell our audience about that? It airs on Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. on this station, Eastern Standard Time, but it's on Starcom Media Network many times. They play both of our shows through the week. So we can't give you an exact time when that is. If you're listening on Starcom Media Network, it happens at various times in several cities and countries around the world. But Betty, would you comment on Go Yard, this show that we do on Thursday nights for 55 minutes every Thursday?
Yes, with the wonderful Mama Mac. And the,
that's my other name. That's my other
that's
name.
That's your other name.
Yeah, my alias, yeah.
Yes, and the famous Dr. Angel Falzoni.
Yes, yes.
Gives us helpful insight in dealing with things that a lot of us deal with on a daily basis.
Amen.
Some of the things that you have tackled have been, you know, verbal and physical abuse, both male and female. You've talked about things that a lot of people will not talk about because of afraid that they might offend someone. But you guys tackle it with finesse and grace, and it has helped a lot of us. Since September of last year, have given free advice and what to do in today's circumstances. And I myself really appreciate that show because it's given me insight in how to deal with my own problems. And I appreciate your show. It's good advice.
It's a good show. And it is, Dr. Falzoni is a PhD and licensed mental health counselor, and I've been counseling for years. So the two of us together, we do our best to present topics that people are going to really need. This coming Thursday is going to be, the importance of joy in our lives. And we did part one of that last Thursday night on happiness. And, you know, if you missed that, we even feature Pharrell's song, Happiness. It was a really fun show to do last Thursday, and this Thursday will be likewise. So you can go to our website for that show, which is goyard2014.org, And all the shows through July, from September to July, are now on GoYard2014.org. You can go there and listen to them. Practical counseling, life coaching, isn't it, Betty?
Yes, very much so. I could not agree more. It's fresh. It's innovative. It's thought-provoking. It's just a very down-to-earth way of dealing with things that we humans deal with here on this planet every
yes.
day, every day, sometimes twice a day.
Absolutely. So go there. Go to Go Yard. That means hitting home running live. GoYard2014.org and listen to those shows and catch us this Thursday night live on Eastern Standard Time at 6:06. Listen to the song as we go back into discussion here in our second hour. This one is God Hears, and we were just talking about the fact that He hears. He hears everything that's going on in our lives by the group New Song, and I think it will be a blessing to you. Listen to it.
Well, you hope this day would never come. You can't look back. What's done is done. It's just so hard to lose and then go on. When all you had is not enough, it's hard to fall and get back up. When you can't breathe and your heart has lost its song. But there is hope, my friend. You will sing again. 'Cause God hears when there are no words to speak. God hears when your sorrow runs deep and it feels like all your faith has disappeared. Gethsemane, that's where he found his victory. When he told his father, not my will but yours. Jesus gave his life to rescue us, and he knew that it would be enough to conquer death and open heaven's doors. Oh, and a love so deep, it leads us to be. Questions come when all you thought you had is gone. When you feel lost somewhere in the silence and fear comes rushing in, don't give up, you're not alone, no, 'cause God is here, yeah, and there are no words to speak. God is here, yeah. His healing runs deep, and all those questions that you had just disappear.
Praise God. God hears and He cares, dear one. No matter what you're going through right this moment, God is right here and He will encourage you through His word. Nan's got something, then we'll get back to Betty here.
The poem is called I Do Hear. I do hear your petitions that you bring to me. I see what is going on in your life. I know that you feel beat down and that your life is engulfed with strife. However, you will hear so much from me. Read my word. Meditate upon what I say. You will learn so much about my love for you. You need to read my word and then pray. You will receive so much from me. I will speak to you through my word. It is an instruction book of what to do, but remember that it is also your mighty sword. You will make it through what you now face. I have so many blessings there for you. Pick up my word, even before this day ends. That is what you now need to do.
Whoa. Right on, isn't it? Oh, my. I mean, and that, again, these poems today that God's giving are with specific instruction. Don't you think, Nan? I mean, it's like he just keeps saying.
He's very pointed in what these
very
are
much so.
And, you know, so people really do realize this is not stuff that's been typed ahead. I mean, it is coming
right
in
now.
The middle of the songs, in the middle of whatever's going
right.
on. He's inspiring that, and he's inspiring it for people to hear, whether they're listening to the show live
right.
or they listen to it later.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. The anointing is going out
yes.
on these poems. The anointing is going out on what you're saying, what Betty's saying through the songs.
Yes.
And God is basically saying to us, pick up our Bible and read.
Yes.
I've got stuff for you.
Right.
I have blessings for you. Pick it up and read.
That's what I'm hearing. Betty, you hearing that same thing? Listen.
Yes, listen. And one of the things that we also do is communication with the Lord is prayer.
Right.
And that's direct communication. I mean, it's a hotline to heaven. And
woo.
He wants us to, I'm hearing he wants us to have a change of attitude. Through all of this, he wants us to change our attitude, to have a more attitude of gratitude that, you know, when we pray, God hears more than we say. He answers more than we ask, gives more than we can imagine. In his own time and in his own way. So, you know, all of this is coming together to say one thing. I'm here for you.
Yes.
If you need me.
Yeah.
He's not going to be pushy. He's not going to interrupt you. He wants you to talk to him. And I think Megan was the other day. I forget where we were going, whether she picked me up from work or what it was. But she said, Mom, I've been neglectful. I said, well, in what way? She said, God's unhappy with me. And I said, well, why? She goes, because I don't talk to him as much as I should.
Yeah.
And she said it makes him sad.
Yes, yes.
When I don't. It hurts his heart that I cannot communicate with him more. And that hit me, I mean, it hit me like walking into a brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, she just said something that I needed to hear.
Yeah.
And I think the show today is through the poems that, you know, the Lord has given Nan, through the songs that are being played, is that God wants to change our attitude.
Yes.
To give him just a little bit more of what he can give us, and that he will give us pressed down, shaken together, and running over things that we could not even imagine. And if we look around us, the way the world is right now, is that in comes worry, in comes doubt, in comes that word fear.
Right.
We can jump to conclusions that this is going to happen or this is going to happen. It's all going to happen in God's timing.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we align ourselves up with him, know where he wants us to go, know what direction that he wants us to take us in, and he wants to renew us. He wants to restore us. He wants for us to regain our trust in him, to realign ourselves.
Right on, Betty.
Wear up.
Yeah.
Get rid of the sin, and I'm just going to be pretty bold. Get rid of the sin that's in your life.
Right.
I can't tell you what that sin is, But if you communicate with God, he's going to let you know exactly, because you have this in your spirit.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit will tell you.
He will.
Hey, Betty, you're not praying as much as you should be, you know, and you're sending out these prayer requests. I mean, that's how I communicate with the Lord. I'm pretty open and pretty down to earth, pretty elementary, to be perfectly honest. And when I talk like that, he talks back the same to me. And it can be through music, through prayer, through his word, through a prophecy from something that someone sent to me, a phone call, whatever, is that that's how God communicates. He's trying to get our attention. He's trying to change our attitude. And to love him as much as he loves us is going to take a lot of change of attitude, trust, faith, and know that he is still God. He was God then. He is God now. And what Nan was talking about how many times that it was prophesied about what Jesus was going to do, who was coming. Well, he came, and he's coming again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's trying to prepare us for his coming.
Oh, yeah.
So that when we meet him in the air, he wants all of his kids with him. He doesn't want just part of us. He wants all of us. So that means line up and get ready to go and, you know, get your affairs in order, because he is coming back. And I believe that that's what all of these shows in the next few weeks are going to be, is aligning.
Yeah. It seems like it does, that we're still on this
really
topic.
You know what you guys were talking about a dodgeball.
Right.
And why Satan is so active right now is that there's a blessing coming, people.
Yes.
Would you please
let me explain that, because I taught this Friday night, and the reason I taught it is because I did a counseling session with one of our people prior to Friday night's gathering, Bible study that we have every Friday night in Clearwater. And in that counseling session, God showed me a picture, and I'll tell you what it is right here. It's called the game of dodgeball. And so I began to develop that concept in the counseling session, and then during the Friday night gathering, it just was very, very clear. In a game of dodgeball, we've all played it as kids, I certainly have, somebody is it, somebody has the ball, and it's not a ball that hurts us that bad, except if it smacks us in the head or someplace, but it can. It depends on who's throwing it, how hard it hurts. And then if you get hit by the dodgeball, people run, they try to avoid the dodgeball. But if you get hit by it, then you're it, and you, in turn, can take it and smack it at someone, right? That's how dodgeball plays, works. What God showed me the other night was that so often Satan is the one, he's it. He's got the ball. He has the thing in our lives that he's going to hammer us with today. It could be a certain failure in our lives. It could be something in our past that we haven't forgiven ourselves for. It could be a problem we are currently dealing with, envy or jealousy or anger or rage or whatever it may be. And whatever it is, the devil comes and he's got the ball and he smacks us. He finds us and he smacks us with it. Okay. Then, though, as the way the game is played, the person who gets smacked picks up the ball. Now, what are we going to do with that ball? Okay. And what the Lord showed me Friday night was, when we realize that no matter what the devil throws at us, let's say he throws a whole pile of fear at us and we wake up in the middle of the night and we're scared to death about our finances or a marriage or whatever it is, or a wayward child, whatever it is. When we pick that up and we say, wait a minute, devil, I am not accepting this fear. It's not going to get down on the inside of me. I'm taking it and I am throwing it right back at you. But now when you throw it back, you're throwing it back with the word, the power of the word. So let's say it is fear and that ball has hit you, and you can turn it right around and you can quote all kinds of scripture. And one of those is 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And then you take that. And what's happened is the devil has revealed that area that he is harassing you with. But what God does is in you being getting hit by that ball, whatever it is, fear, let's say, you turn that around and you realize now I have an opportunity for an upgrade. I can get stronger in that area of fear if I take that ball and I throw it right back at the enemy, but I throw it back with scripture. I throw it back with the word, which is what we're talking about right here. As Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You can throw that to the enemy. You can throw 2 Timothy 1:7 that we just quoted. You know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Those are just examples. There are so many scriptures in the Word about not fearing. Whom shall we fear? And so that's what we were talking about as far as dodgeball. And I tell you, it's a word picture, but it helped me as I taught it Friday night. And honestly, God gets all the glory for that because he gave it to me during that counseling session and reminds us that when we get hit and hammered by something, then the enemy's just revealing where we need to get stronger in that area and fight back and throw that dodgeball right back. But you're throwing it with the word. That's what you're throwing it with. Whoa. When life gets broken, and then Betty and Nan, I'm going to ask for your comments on all of that in a minute. Listen to this song with When Life Gets Broken. It fits in perfectly right here.
No one to hold. You've been abandoned with no place to go. Wounded and wanting, such desperate times. Cold, bitter tears are filling your eyes. Get a glimpse of Jesus, for he is right there with you. When life gets broken, when you're in despair, you carry your burden, but when it's too much to bear, it's down in the valley where he'll give you strength, and there is nothing you have lost that he can't replace. He'll help you start. When life gets broken,
when you're in despair. You carry your burden when it's too much to bear. It's down in the valley where
he is. Oh, I love that song. Woo!
Oh, when life gets broken, and it does. It's like being hit by that dodgeball. But there is nothing that is too big for God in your situation. Ann's got something that God just gave her. And then, Betty, I'm coming right back to you.
It's entitled, You May Feel Alone, But You're Not. I am here to comfort you, precious one. Reach out to me for the help you need. Read my word. Listen to me. Speak to me. I will help you through all. That is certainly indeed. I will help you through the tough times. I am here to comfort you and see you through. I will help you even this very day. I will bless you even now. This is true. I know that you what you need right now. Accept the gifts that I have for you. You will make it by the strength you receive. These turbulent days, you will make it through. So, read my word. Look to me in prayer. It will be okay. I will help you. I will do all that I have promised you. You need to read my word and praying. That's what you're to do. It's interesting in the second verse, the beginning two words of the four lines is, I will, I am, I will, I will. you know, he is the I am.
Oh,
you know,
amen.
And he's
That's
letting
good
us know
stuff.
That he will help us.
Amen.
He is here.
Read that second stanza again, would you?
I will be there to help you through
yes.
the tough times.
Yes.
I am here
right.
to comfort you and see you through.
Amen.
I will help you even this very day.
Yes.
I will bless you even now. This is true.
Well, praise God. Truth is what we're talking about today. The truth of God's word and how it helps you through when life gets broken, when there's tough times, and we all go through difficult times in our lives where we're just hurting. We're really not in a good place, but God is there. He is so there. Betty, talk to us about this up in Indiana.
Well, I think that if she read that just a little bit slower.
Oops. Okay.
That you're hearing, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I
know.
Am.
Yeah.
I am. And I think, that just gave me goosebumps when she read that, because you can't get any more elementary than knowing who I am is.
Oh, amen.
Who, if he is in control, who else would you want in control of your life?
Mm-hmm.
Giving up control is hard for some people.
Oh, for all of us.
because it initiates change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what God wants to do. I think that's what alignment is changing the way that you're going. He wants to redirect.
Right.
He wants to reignite us.
Absolutely.
To be more like him in these next few weeks,
mm-hmm.
days, months
yeah.
to come. And I think that just that one poem
yes.
in itself is mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
That he comes across as the God who loves, the God who cares. He is still today, 2015, August 2nd, correct, or August 3rd? August 2nd.
I think it's the 2nd.
The 2nd. He's still, I am. He's
Amen.
Still in control.
Yes.
And I am still want to help those who seek him.
Amen.
Seek his faith and know that Jesus is Lord over their spirit, over their soul, and over their body. That's out of Philippians 2, 9 through 10, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. That's what he wants, people. He just wants it. He's trying to communicate something to me, but I can't quite get it out yet. Just give me a few minutes.
Okay, you will.
But he is so, right now, he is in a gentle state with all of us, because he's stern with some, gentle with others, but right now he's in a gentle phase saying, come back.
Yeah.
Come back to me. Listen to me, and I will guide you.
Absolutely.
Whatever you're going through, whatever you've been through, I am here for you.
Absolutely. Praise God. Woo! Nan, you want to comment on that?
Well, what comes to mind is, you know, what people need to realize, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to change immediately. It can.
Right, that's
and
true.
And it does.
That's true.
You know, I can think back on some turbulent legal times in my my mind. Dealing with nasty divorce and all that kind of stuff. And, I mean, I trusted him through that.
Yeah.
But it took a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I still trusted him through that because he said he's got my back.
Right.
God's got my back. He's, you know, and I saw that he did do that, but it didn't happen overnight. But what happened
Good
for
point.
Me is as I was continuing to look to the Lord and trust him and read his word, spend time or in the morning reading his word and spend time with him, he helped to equip me to deal with those things. He strengthened me to deal with those things. And I grew stronger in the Lord. I think Betty was saying, you know, when you're really in the trench kind of situation,
right?
Everything happening around you, he will keep you, he will teach you, he will instruct you, and he will guide you, and he'll give you peace many times in the midst of that situation.
Totally.
The Word says that he'll give us peace that passes all understanding.
Yes,
I had peace at times; it was not logical,
right?
But I had it.
But that's how he gives it.
Exactly.
And, you know, it all boils down to everything we're talking about today is realizing, yes, life gets broken. There are rough times. There are times that the seas are high, you know, and everything seems to be falling apart at once, or we don't have the answers we want when we want them. But what we're saying here is that as we learn to align ourselves, these are our decisions, as we choose to align ourselves with God's Spirit, His Holy Spirit, with His Word, which is so amazing that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, which is Jesus, and we beheld His glory. Glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. At the nursing home today, we sang what we do a lot of times, amazing grace. And you know, it is amazing, God's grace, which is His nature. It says here in John 1:14, Jesus came to this earth and He was full of two things, grace and truth. The truth is found in His Word. It's found in all the things that God has said to us about His Word. Psalm 119, we talked about it quite a bit Friday night, and I would encourage you listeners to get into Psalm 119. It's got a lot of verses, like 176 of them. But most of Psalm 119 talks about the Word and the power of it, who, by the way, is Jesus. But the power of the Word, Psalm 119, 50 or 51 says, this is my comfort in my affliction, that thy word has revived me and given me life. When we realize that Jesus is the Word and He is full of life and He's full of grace and He's full of truth, when we line ourselves up with Him, our lives do begin to change for the better. Talk to me about that, Betty. It's a matter of when the devil punches us with that dodgeball of whatever it is, discouragement, fear, loneliness, whatever it is, we fight back in the power of the Spirit with His Word, because His Word, this is my comfort in my affliction, that your Word has revived me and given me life. And we fight back with the Word, and we change, and we have strength. I can do all things
Amen.
Through Christ who strengthens
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Woo! Yeah.
Well, I think I received some information from you, and I think one of the things that I have to practice is what I confess with my mouth.
Yes.
What I say with my mouth about poverty, and I was trying to remember what all that said about my finances,
yes,
my health, my help me out here, Pastor.
The confessions I sent you, mailed to you, personal
yes.
confessions about who God is for us. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. All of those things, says.
All of those things applies to us today.
Yes, it does.
And even though you hear Psalms, or you hear Deuteronomy, or you hear First Chronicles or Second Chronicles, all of those things still align up with God's
Amen.
Word in the New Testament.
Yes.
So I think the things that we say with our mouth helps us to bring about a new attitude.
Absolutely. Yes.
About abundance, about love, about caring, forgiveness. All of these things are so important in aligning ourselves up with the Word of God, with aligning us up so that we know in our knower that we have the power.
Mm-hmm.
We give Him the glory.
Amen.
We praise Him.
Mm-hmm.
We pray with Him through our praise, the music, whatever you do to give glorification to our Lord Jesus is going to bring back and give back to you joy.
Amen.
Unspeakable.
Yeah.
It's going to uplift you, reignite you if
Woo!
You need reignition. It's going to, what we speak with our mouth, speaking the Word of God, sets 10,000 to flight, sends Satan fleeing.
That's exactly right. And you're doing when you're using the word as the dodgeball and hit it right back at him, you know?
Amen. Amen. I'm fired up. Amen.
All right. Did you ever play dodgeball as a kid?
Oh, well, I was a sports fanatic.
Yeah, me too.
Still am to a point, but I mean, I've played almost every sport that there is. But one of the things when you said dodgeball, man, that hit, I mean, it just came into my spirit. And I used that this afternoon, because things were just happening here that don't usually happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, you want to play dodgeball with me, Satan? Bring it on. And I mean, I picked up the Word of God, and I'm trying desperately to remember Scripture and to try to quote this and to quote that. But it's like, Satan, I rebuke you.
That's
in
right.
The name of
Amen.
Jesus. I fear not, for God has not Woo! Given me a spirit of power.
That's right.
And a sound mind.
Right.
God is on my side. And
yeah.
I mean, because poor little Andrew got knocked down and stung and hurt.
Oh, my.
And it's like, okay, you don't touch my grandson. You don't touch my daughter.
Amen.
You don't touch my animals. You
right.
don't touch fish. You just leave it alone. But again, those are easy targets. But if we throw back that ball with the Word of God,
Whoa.
He flees. He goes, I mean, Jesus, if Jesus said it and it worked, that same power that Christ used people is available to us through God's Word, through the speaking, through the confession of our mouth.
Absolutely. And
amen.
Amen. And Matthew 4:4 that we quoted earlier, Jesus said, "What people don't live by just bread or pizza, or I don't think he said pizza, did he? But he might have. I don't know. Or chocolate fudge cake. But he said, we live by every word, a steady stream of God's word that comes amen. From God. And where do we get that? It comes. It's in your Bible. It's there. Dear ones, what Betty was referring to, these confessions, I have a handout that I just sent out. And anybody that wants a copy of this, all you have to do is write me, pastor@bohmglobal.com, and I'll be happy to send you an email with an attachment that has it all right there. And this is about your prosperity for your finances. This is about healing for your body, healing for your emotions. And it's pastor@bohmglobal.com. I'd be happy to send it to you. But here's the bottom line. We live not just by what pizza or what chocolate cake we put in our mouth, but we live by a steady stream of God's word that comes from him. And it's found in your Bible, in these confessions. It's there. Nan, you have something you want to share before we get to the song?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So, Betty, yes, dodgeball. We turn right around and we just throw it right back at the devil. We don't, we just, we, Hey, we play hardy here. We're not wimpy. Yeah. We're hardy. We're strong. We are strong in the power of his might, you know, and the power of joy in our lives, which we're going to talk about this Thursday night on Go Yard, and we bring in some spiritual things this Thursday night. It's really going to help you. Joy, joy, joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And when you pick up that word of God and you throw it right back at the enemy, no matter what he's throwing at you, oh my, does that joy rise up within you. Right, Betty?
Amen.
Woo!
Amen. And I think it keeps your perspective in line. It mm-hmm. keeps your and it keeps your perspective in line with God's will.
Yes.
And you've got to want to have a change of attitude.
Mm.
You've got to want to change. And it's like, well, hey, now my life is just perfect. There's nothing else that I would change. That's all good. I praise God that you're having that kind of life. But you may want to look around
right.
and see the people who are hurting.
Yes, and help them.
Step outside of the boat. We've talked about this many times.
Right.
Step outside of the boat and let God work.
Woo! And why? Because he is holy and he is worthy of our praise
Amen.
This day. Before we go to this song, dear Heavenly Father, I pray for these listeners that are hearing all this today. I thank you for your anointing on the show, which is always amazing and wonderful. I thank you, Lord, for the way the songs have fit in like they always do. And Lord, as we go to this song, let us remember your majesty. Let us remember that you are all-knowing, all-powerful. You are the God that cares about every detail of our lives. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You're Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You're El Shaddai. Under your wings, we find refuge. We do not have to fear any attack that the enemy throws at us because we are more than conquerors because of him who loved us and who lives on the inside of us. We thank you, Lord, that we have you, the risen Lord, living on the inside of us because we've made that choice. And Lord, for our listeners today, we ask that you just bless them abundantly in the next few minutes as they hear this song and the anointing on it. Let them just bow before you and worship you and thank you for who you are to them. Oh, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
You are holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise Almighty God. Oh, we love you, Lord. We bless your name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are worthy of praise, Mighty God. Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Mighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, Mighty God. You're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our praise. Nan, you have something God just gave you.
I do. It's entitled, Praise God. I am the Holy One.
Oof.
Yes, indeed, I am the Holy One. I delight in your praise to me. As you read my word and pray, you will be strengthened and set free. Sing praises unto me as you move forward. I will bless you for the praise you bring. You may not feel like listening to the songs, but to those songs listen and even sing. Remember that I am the very Holy One. Worship me. Look to me with heartfelt praise. I will move in all of your situations, even your trials that you face. I will make a way. I am holy and will do mighty things in your life. Look to me, even right now, precious one. You will learn so much about me and better understand the gift of my son.
Oh, my. I want you to get ready to read that again and with the final thoughts here in just a few minutes, Nan. That really sums it up. Oh, Betty, was that powerful or what?
Oh, yeah. I tell you, you leave just for a few minutes, whatever you're going through, and enter into his courts with praise.
Yes.
And when you do that, it's like you don't want to come back because you want to stay in that glory and you want to stay in that praise and worship.
Yes.
Because it regenerates you.
Yes.
It resurfaces going back to the cross of what Jesus did for us.
Yeah.
And what Jesus, why he did it. And he's coming back for his church.
Amen.
And it's just, it's absolutely, it can take your breath away. It's almost, it lifts you up into a greater dimension.
Yes.
Into a higher dimension. And when you put on that garment of praise, Pastor and Nan, for the spirit of heaviness, that heaviness leaves. And you have such a weight lifted off of you that you may be able to walk straight for the first time in many years.
Ooh, praise God. And I agree with everything you've said. And honestly, I believe that the Holy Spirit is speaking to hearts today live. And then we'll later on, as this program is heard over and over again, through the years to come. And I believe that God has a plan for you, dear listener. You are not destitute. You may feel like you are right now, spiritually or emotionally. You may feel lonely. You may feel like, maybe somebody has divorced you. Maybe you've lost a job. Whatever it is, God hears. That's what you need to be hearing today. God hears and he knows your situation. He understands what you're going through. He is holy. That's why we played that song. He is far above any kind of human way to fix your problems. He is majestic. He is supreme. He is sovereign. He is able to meet your need, whatever it is right now. I'm looking for a title for this show, and I think it's going to be God Hears, so listen to him. Listen up. Something like that. Listen up, because God wants to talk to you. He wants to hear what's going on in your life, and he wants to bless you abundantly beyond all that you could ask or think. That is Ephesians 3:20 and 21, that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And it's a matter of growing your faith and lining yourself up with him and realizing that when you get in line with what God's word says about you, that you are not destitute, that the joy of the Lord is your strength, that the Lord is your shepherd, that all your needs are taken care of in Christ Jesus, that your body is healed, that you are the healed one. When you get in line with what God's word says about you, your life changes. And it can be miraculous and suddenly, and it, or it can be a process. But it's a matter of allowing yourself to line up with what God says about you. Talk to us, Nan. And then if you want to read that poem again, too, that's good. So
okay. This is really important to align ourselves with,
yes,
with the Word. And we don't need to fear what he's going to say. I mean, some people are like, oh, no, if I start serving the Lord, he's going to send me to Siberia.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, he has a lot of things that he does. Has in store for us of working right where we are,
right
in the sphere of the people that we are around. That's
right.
Our ministry field is the people that we're around. Reading the poem again entitled, I Am the Holy One. Yes, indeed, I am the Holy One. I delight in your praise unto me. As you read my word and pray, you will be strengthened and set free. Sing praises unto me as you move forward. I will bless you for the praise that you bring. You may not feel like listening to the songs, but to those songs listen and even sing. Remember that I am the very Holy One. Worship me. Look to me with your heartfelt praise. I will move in all of your situations. Even your trials that you face, I will make the way. I am holy and will do mighty things in your life. Look to me even now, precious one. You will learn so much about me and better understand the gift of my son.
Good stuff. Talk to us, Betty, just a couple minutes here.
You know, during that poem that the Lord gave her, the Lord led me to Hebrews 13:15.
Mm-hmm.
It says, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise. The fruit of lips that confess his name.
Amen.
And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifice, God is pleased.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wow. And I think so often that life gets so many of us down to the point that we just forget, or we just think, I'll do it tomorrow, to pick up our Bible and to get the word that we need for that day. Remember, it's your daily bread, and it's Jesus himself that speaks to us. And I think so often our circumstances just get us all in a befuddled mess sometimes. And we don't realize that if we would just take the time to be in his presence, like that song we just did, Holy, Holy, Holy. When we take the time to be in his presence, suddenly we are encouraged, we are renewed, we come up out of the depression or the discouragement or whatever it is that the devil's been throwing at us, the fear or the anxiety, because we take the time to be in his presence. And it's life-changing. It's life-changing. Whoa. Going to come back to both of you real quick for one final word here, but we want to remind you all that we have a prayer line that Betty, that's on this show, and my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, they man that prayer line. It is an email line, and it goes around the globe, of course, and it's very easy to send your requests, and it's prayers. That's very simple. One word, easy to remember, prayers@bohmglobal.com. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. And a few years back, we changed to global because we are around the globe now. prayers@bohmglobal.com. Send your request in. You don't even have to put your name there. And Betty or Pastor Jim will get that request, write a prayer, send it out to our prayer team, and we will pray. We have a lot of people on that prayer team. Doesn't matter where you are in the globe, if you want to be on the prayer team, there's no obligation. Doesn't cost you anything except a little bit of time to read the prayer that comes out to the prayer team. And just write an email and have Betty or Pastor Jim put you on our prayer team. That's prayers@bohmglobal.com. Can't stress how important that really is. And, any need that you know of, or friends or family, put them on the prayer team. We'll pray. All right, Nan, final word here. Running out of time.
Just get into the Word and pray.
Yeah. That's it, isn't it?
That's it.
Get in the Word. Get in the Word. And if you want any of the poems that have come on this show today, or any of Nan's poems from a certain day, she titles them and she dates them. Easy to send them to you. And you can just write me and I'll get get it to her, pastor at bohmglobal.com. Betty, final thoughts here.
Well, it's been an awesome time. Nan and I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for letting us be on the air today.
Aw, how sweet.
We would also like to wish you a very happy birthday to an old friend and fair partner.
Don't say old. Don't say that word.
O-L-E.
Old friend.
And we want to thank you for the opportunity that you give us to minister over the airways. It is a blessing, and that God is on your side today, and therefore you will not be defeated.
Amen, and I receive that.
I'd like to put in there, people would like to wish you a happy birthday. Send that wishes into pastor at bohmglobal.com. Again, it's pastor at bohmglobal.com. And pastor did not know we were going to do this today.
No, of course not. I received that, and it's not old, by the way. Remember, it's old friend.
O-L-E.
Yeah,
O-L-E.
There you go.
Old friend.
Yes.
Old friend.
Okay. All right. Thank you all. Yeah, it's been a great day. And I tell you, Betty, when we went into that nursing home and saw that whole area so full of those dear people and just rejoiced with them and ministered to them today, I just knew that's exactly where I needed to be on my birthday. And I wouldn't have it any other way than to be right here at these controls and doing this show and then be in the nursing home. What a blessing. Dear friends, we want to hear from you. Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Nan, for a great show. You go to our website, bohmglobal.com. You can hear all these shows that we've done, 400 and some, we've done that many, but there's 300 plus on the website, bohmglobal.com. Tell a friend about it. If you want to be a financial partner, we welcome you to do that. We don't talk about money. God supplies our need, but we welcome you to help support this radio show and the Go Yard Show. And by doing that, you can, if you want to do that, go to our website, bohmglobal.com. Go to donations, which is at the bottom of the homepage, and that'll open a PayPal account, and you can give and be a part of this ministry and all the blessing that comes from it, which there is so much that comes from this. So God bless you all. It's been a really good show, guys. I've really thoroughly enjoyed it, and I know that, you know, God is moving in so many lives, and it's so good to be a part of that. And it's been great to be with you today. Betty up in Indiana, from my church up there I used to pastor, what a joy to have you a part of this ministry here. Nan, right here with me at Beacon. God bless you all. And it's not far to Jesus. See you next week. God bless you.
To his side, there's no